Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Pennelly.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Greg, I was reading the news, and they're out your way, Las Vegas. There are a couple of young people. One black guy with dreadlocks, young guy, and another one with a tattoo on his face. And they saw this retired police officer riding his bicycle down a lonely, an empty highway, and they filmed themselves intentionally running him over. Literally, they ran him over and killed him.
Killed him. Yeah. Saw that.
Absolutely outrageous. And class, you know, I'll take the exception position about this. I think when people dress strangely, way out of the norm, when they have these offensive tattoos, when they don't shave intentionally and look scruffy and grubby and kind of like Donald Trump Jr. looks, kind of like Jeffrey Epstein looked, or maybe he still does look that way. And people like that, Harvey Weinstein, when they look like that intentionally, something's wrong. Something is wrong. And I think the best policy is to steer clear of them. And so...
Yeah, I was...
Go ahead.
I was just in the hotel, you know, their continental breakfast, and they're standing somebody in green. I guess she's a lady. Standing in green, sparkly green, I mean, sequin-looking clothes with red hair, I mean, fluorescent red, orange kind of color hair, tattoos in her nose. You can't help but look and think, what in the world is going on in this person's mind? They've got to be psychotic or something's wrong up there to be a billboard of woke. I mean, I don't know what else to call it.
Well,
and I looked at a couple of people's eyes that were looked at her, and I looked at them, and they rolled their eyes.
Well, and what we should literally do is shun these circus freaks. Literally. Shun them, point at them, and say, look at that! But, you know, you got to make sure that you don't get yourself killed doing that. But... you know, maybe they would realize that they really are circus freaks. Many years ago, decades ago, the children were young, and we were traveling through Maryland, and everybody was really hungry, and so we did something really dumb. I have never done anything like this in decades, and I certainly wouldn't. We went into a McDonald's, and we waited in line. There's like five people in front of us, and we get to the counter, and there's this gal, and she's like kind of chomping. Something's going on in her mouth. And then she takes her, it's my turn to order. She takes her fingers and adjusts her tongue ring. And she says, "May I help you?" I said, "Absolutely not. That's disgusting." And we left right then and there. And that was one of the last times that I'd been to a restaurant, because I realized that some of the people who work at restaurants don't seem to understand germ theory, hygiene, sanitary protocol. They don't seem to care. And the person, and who's at fault? Well, I would start with the person who hired that thing with the tongue ring. You know, Andy Gibbs is a USA Prepares instructor. You don't hear him all the time, but he is the patent consultant. He's just a brilliant mechanical engineer. And you've seen his work class. You've seen the Yakima, Y-A-K-I-M-A, car top carriers, bicycle racks on vehicles. That's Andy. That's his engineering. That was his company. He sold it. He founded it and sold it. And he got in my car when he and Bert and I were business partners in California in 1980. And I had a 1978 Alfa Romeo Alfetta. Now, this isn't that little two-seater. It's a two-door, but it is absolutely gorgeous looking. You ought to look it up. 1978 Alfa Romeo Alfetta, A-L-F-E-T-T-A. Absolutely beautiful looking car. It's right up there with Ferrari and Lamborghini and Maserati in terms of style. Well, he got in my car and he was fiddling with the passenger seatbelt. He's like pulling on it, trying to get it to fit around him. And he's not like a big fat guy. That's not the case. He's just trying to put it on. And he was struggling with it. And he looked at me and he said, "Who approved this design?" Not who designed it, but who approved it. And that's where that comes from. It comes from 43 years ago, Andy Gibbs being in the passenger seat of my Alfa Romeo Alfetta. Who approved this design? So who hired that freak of nature? Who hired that? And, class, what you do if you want to participate in sending a message is you don't go there. You don't participate. You don't shop where businesses hire freaks of nature. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to Lowe's or Home Depot and then compare the sales staff, you know, the people with the smocks on, the blue smocks at Lowe's or the orange smocks at Home Depot, and then compare that with the guys and gals that are hired at Menards. There's a world of difference. Menards does not hire these freaks of nature. Back to you.
You know, Vincent, the nearest thing I could have, first thing that came to my mind when I saw that was rodeo clown. I mean, a rodeo clown. And you know what? Frankly, I think they dress a little bit better.
You're talking about the guy with the tattoo on his face, this circular tattoo on his cheek, large tattoo. You're talking about this murderer?
No, I'm talking about what I ran into this morning.
Oh.
But, you know. In the hotel. Is there a rodeo going on? That's my first thought. When I looked a little closer, I realized, wait a minute, this is somebody who dresses this way.
Maybe the thing to do is, you know, stop and smile and say, "So you shop at Goodwill too?" I mean, in the designer faction. A designer section.
It's almost like we've got a crowd that dresses like this, a government that acts like this. But you know what I'm starting to find is that I really am starting to pay attention to is people are finally speaking out. They're saying absolutely no more funding in Ukraine. You know, shipping all of the illegal border crossers back to the states where they let them through. It's just, it's insanity. It's like a cartoon, like a fictional cartoon that we're seeing happen before our eyes and with the clowns and everything that's involved in it. It's just, I could not have fathomed this when I was in high school.
There's
people acting this way.
There's a story that made the internet about this superintendent, and they're having a school board meeting roundtable, and they were discussing having anybody, any student, select any bathroom that he or she wants to use. So if guys want to go in the girls' room, no problem. So they had a vote on this, and the students, the school board said, yeah, that's okay. I mean, we have to protect the rights of everybody. So to protect the fringe minority, these sickos and wackos, these trans-liking, trans-leaning people, adults who are running the school system, they voted that, you know, we can use any bathroom you want. So the students felt that it was wrong. It was wrong for guys to be able to go into the girls' bathroom. They felt that the girls, you know, needed to have privacy and safety and not be leered on and those kinds of things when they were in the bathroom using the facilities. So the students walked out. You got to hand it to the students. These are young people, less than 20 years old, who have figured out that this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. And that's what we need to do. However, our government, federal and states, don't seem to understand. And the superintendent was in favor of letting anybody use any bathroom. She said, you know, it's our policy. It's titled da-da-da-da-da, and it's our policy. And she was hiding behind some policy. And she's holding up the policy paper. And all that somebody had to do is say, that's our policy? I'll tell you what, let's tear it up right now. Let's tear up the policy. Let's forget the policy. Let's go back to a normal behavior.
You know,
based on the gender at birth, period.
Yeah. Did you see that clip of that young child, grade schooler, who I think they placed like $10,000 on the table and two Oreo cookies and asked which one he would rather have, and he took the Oreo cookies. He said, are you sure? And he weighed yes and took the cookies and started eating them. And my point is, if a child can't make that decision in a way, understanding that, hey, I could have a life supply of Oreo cookies if I take the $10,000, what in the world are they letting him choose their gender for? This is complete and total insanity. These people that are promoting it ought to be rounded up, taken to prison if they've done any damage, if they've done some surgeries. This is outrageous. This is just outrageous. It just proves the point that a child is too young to make any kind of decision like that.
Including enlisting in the military. They have these military recruiters dressing up in uniforms, and you know, they look really sharp, and the Marines have especially colorful uniform and travel the world, and you can be a Marine. And I think they forget to tell the students, the young guys who want to look sharp and attract the girls in the uniforms, that that sometimes there's going to be machine guns aimed at them, and sometimes there are going to be tanks discharging rounds at them, and sometimes there's going to be hand grenades that go off in training and kill people on our own team and things like that. I think they forget to tell them those kind of things. And I've talked to a bunch of young people who have been recruited at the high school level who enlisted in the military. And I asked them, are you sure you want to do this? This makes no sense. Oh, yeah, I want to do it. And then a couple years later when I talked to them, I said, what do you think? I'll never do that again. Never do that again. It was terrible. My friends got killed and blown up, and there are pieces of them all over. It was just awful. Absolutely true. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg is a gear jammer. And I guess that's the old name for a guy who knows how to handle a large rig, an 18-wheeler. And, Greg, I've seen some really stupid things. I saw a news clip of an 18-wheeler going down a wide road, and he had the right-of-way, and he was doing probably a speed limit. He wasn't doing anything excessive or abnormal, just going down the road. Correct way, and there was an intersection that entered. It was a crossway intersection, so it was an X. And a guy in a car drove right through the stop sign, right across a divided median highway, into the side of this 18-wheeler, and the result was a ball of fire. And both the truck driver, the 18-wheeler truck driver, who was not at fault, and this moron, who was at fault, survived. And the guy who was driving the car didn't stop through the stop sign, at the stop sign. I mean, he flew through it. I'm talking about at a high rate of speed. I watched the video several times. And he said, you know, I was late for work. I was late for work. And he just was going to do whatever he had to do to get to work. And he destroyed an 18-wheeler. He destroyed his own vehicle. He should be arrested and tried for reckless driving. And he should lose his driving privileges forever for a stupid stunt like that. And fortunately, nobody was killed. But What I'm seeing on the road, Greg, and the reason I mentioned you're a gear jammer, is you have to pay attention. And if you have a manual transmission vehicle, whether it be an 18-wheeler or a slightly smaller but heavy dump truck or even a pickup truck with a standard transmission, you have to pay more attention because you have to plan. You have to plan for curves. You have to plan for grades up, grades down. You have to prepare. You have to learn how to inertia drive. You have to know about the brakes. And when you begin to approach a stop, you've got to put the gear selector into neutral. Otherwise, the engine will try to pull you through the intersection when you're trying to stop. There's a lot of things you got to think about. And, of course, you got to look forward and backward and left and right all at the same time. There's no room, no time to be distracted. And the reason I'm saying all this, Greg, is I think that with the advent of the automatic transmission, people just get in their car, put it in D, and go, and don't think about inertia driving, don't think about the kinetic energy, don't think about the braking, don't think about all these things that you and I do when we're driving a standard transmission vehicle. I think the automatic transmission is going to kill us.
Obviously, they have more confidence in my brakes than I do.
Right.
And, you know, there was, I had two incidences 2 days apart where someone intentionally drove into my truck, intentionally thinking that I was going to get the ticket. The first person, forced merged, we were in heavy traffic, only going about 30 miles an hour on the freeway, but they forced themselves into the side. Basically caught the rear panel of their car on the bumper, which of course pretty well destroyed that whole area. Didn't even put a scratch on the bumper of this truck because it's a heavy duty. This truck was meant for, the oil fields. And it destroyed, and they gave her a ticket for, improper lane change. And there was another one where people were trying to get up ahead of the trucks because it was going down to one lane. But they didn't realize the guy was out there pulling up barrels. And so they intentionally merged right into the front bumper of the front panel of their car and ripped the whole side of the car out. And of course, that was not my fault either. What? Would people do that with a railroad train? I kind of highly doubt it. What in the world do they think they're doing behind 120,000 pounds of dirt and steel? I have no idea what goes on in people's minds, but I've seen a lot of fatalities because of stupid decisions like that.
Yeah, and then we have the Teslas that can think
just be on the road.
Right, we have Teslas who.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden announced another $325 million aid package for Ukraine yesterday. Zelensky's visit comes at a crucial time for Ukraine as it attempts to get support and secure additional funding for its counteroffensive against Russia. Biden said he approved the next round of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. India has stopped issuing visas to Canadian citizens amid tensions over the killing of a Sikh separatist on Canadian soil. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims Indian government officials may have been responsible. India said the temporary visa ban was due to security threats, disrupting work at its missions in Canada. Tensions flared this week after the Prime Minister claimed India may have been behind Monday's murder. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Headlines. Quote, Democrat Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are indicted for accepting $400,000 in gold bars from mob-linked New Jersey developer in return for favors and giving Egyptian businessmen highly sensitive U.S. information. End quote. Subheading? Quote, investigation focused on a luxury car, gold bars, and an apartment allegedly received by Mendez and his wife. Second time Menendez has faced corruption charges. He is running for re-election in New Jersey. End quote. We've said that these politicians accept bribes, and you wonder why they do the things that make absolutely no sense, like allowing food colors in food, why our food supply has become from the very best in the world to one of the worst in the world. You're wondering why this is happening, why labels don't indicate countries of origin. You wonder, you wonder why companies aren't investigated for the things they do. Kraft is now beginning to sell AI configured, generated cheese, but it's not cheese. And it's called, it has a Kraft label on it. And if you didn't see the word not, that said not cheese, you would think that you were buying cheese. The packaging looks so similar to what you would expect Kraft cheese in a package to look like at the supermarket. As a matter of fact, if you took the word Kraft off the logo, you would say that's Kraft, because of the style of the packaging. And it's, you know, AI generated. This is what your government is allowing. People who are accepting bribes and selling you out, Greg.
The colonel would be just absolutely disgusted. I went in there for some fried chicken and I got a biscuit and what something they called honey syrup. I decided I'd get a magnifying glass out and see what's in it. Corn syrup. There is absolutely no honey in it. Unbelievable. Honey syrup.
Yeah, Craig, you know? I've looked at labels like that, and like the first ingredient is corn syrup. The second ingredient is corn syrup. The third ingredient is corn syrup. I'm exaggerating, of course, but what I'm saying is you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And then maybe near the very bottom, artificial flavors.
Yeah.
And color.
Yeah. I just don't know what to say. I mean, you know, I don't wonder why all this is happening. I know exactly why it's happening. They want a one world government, and they want everybody to be absolutely frustrated and fed up with their government. And they're going about it every way they can by getting the people to rise up against their government. I think it's all planned and contrived. I can't think of anyone who can't see that happening, who thinks that they can find somebody, elect some official to pull us out of this mess. The tree's fallen. The roots are exposed. The root system and the capillary system of the tree have dried up. It's not coming back. I would say it's beyond repair. That's just my opinion. But what is going on, to me, is just complete insanity. These people who supposedly are our servants have turned out to be some of the worst characters on this planet. I know mobsters that would do a better job running the country than what they're doing. Your opinions on that, Vincent?
Well, sure. I'm looking at an article. It says, quote, "Wear it like Fetterman. Senator tears up over claims he's been bullied over his refusal to wear a suit on the Senate floor," end quote. So here's a guy from Pennsylvania, U.S. Senator. Democrat, and he's wearing like a hoodie, or he's wearing shorts and sneakers and an untucked shirt. Now, he's a big boy. I mean, he's a really big guy, but he's in the U.S. Senate and he is not abiding by the dress code. So for his pleasure, the Senate has relaxed the dress code just for him. So now it's anything goes. You can wear whatever you want, you know, so you feel comfortable. This is the aliens are laughing at us. Vladimir Putin's laughing at us, and then we have Zelensky coming and saying, "I need more bombs. I need more dollars. I need more bombs. We need to blow up more stuff. We need it now."
You know, I remember Berkeley, California, years ago. There was a student coming to class completely naked, and they allowed him to do so.
Yeah, and that's when Berkeley was known as being a a California university, UCL, at University of California, Berkeley, yes. Yeah. You know, we're talking about that killer, that teen driver, he's 18 years old. The guy who was behind the wheel with the tattoo on his face. And he mowed down this 64-year-old retired cop who was riding his bicycle in a safe location where he was supposed to be on the road in Las Vegas. He's riding his bicycle. And here's the quote. And this is Daily Mail. Quote, killer teen driver, 18, told police, "I'll be out in 30 days. I'll bet you," after he deliberately, mowing down retired cop 64 while a friend, 16, filmed, end quote. So here's a guy who committed intentional murder, first degree murder.
You know,
and he says, "I'll be out in 30 days."
Brawn and quartered. Brawn and quartered is what this teen should be subject to.
Yeah, I was thinking of we really need to bring out capital punishment. And again, you know, I used to be against capital punishment, life in prison. But the problem is, since then, we have increased at an increasing rate these crimes that are heinous. And so we need to actually make an example of these people who do these things intentionally. And I was thinking about this for a few days. Instead of handcuffs, a neck collar, and chain these guys together. So you get the first one, you put a collar around his neck, and he's not going to cut off his own neck. He might cut off his wrist if you put him in a handcuff. But around his neck, and one that cannot be removed without a really high security key or torch. And you chain him to a pole. And when you get the next criminal, you chain them together. You give them like 3 feet of chain between their neck collars. And you just keep chaining all these people together.
Just leave them in the public square.
Yeah, and then what happens is one of them dies. And then when that guy dies, they just cut off his neck and leave him. Or they cut each other's necks off and just leave
him. Or make him drag the body around for a while. You just can't. Someone who gets pleasure out of killing the innocent, that's beyond words. That's, you know, a millstone around the neck, drowned in the depths of the sea would be probably good. And the reason why that was so horrible was that person was alive to feel his body being crushed in the depths of the sea. It would have been better for them than to, you know, do certain things. It's just, you know, we're witnessing change so fast that I can't even imagine what's next, Benson.
Well, what I'm talking about
for
this kind of punishment, these would be people who, there's a gal, you know, a senior citizen in a wheelchair, and somebody pushes her down the subway steps, and she dies. Yes, concrete steps for, you know, city subway. Or someone who is standing waiting for the subway to come on the platform somebody pushes right in front of the train. Yeah, people like that. People who throw people over railings or walk down the city streets with a wine bottle and a bag, and they see some, you know, elderly person kind of shuffling along and hit him in the back of the head with a bottle and kill him. You know, people who do things like that, I think we need to have a public punishment that is excruciating. And you know, in Virginia, where I used to live, they had locks and stocks. And literally, if a person committed a crime, and this is from probably the early 1800s, late 1700s, there was like the equivalent of a 6x6. 6x6 oak, maybe 10 feet long. And there were two holes for your legs, so your legs would go in it, you know, by your ankles. And two people could sit side by side. And then your butt would sit on a 6x6. So that was the only support your body had. one 6x6 for you to sit on, and the other, your feet would be outstretched, as if you were doing sit-ups. And you could stay like that for maybe 30 days. And it was in the public square. And those were for crimes of cheating people and things like that. So that's how it was done. And it was more modernized. There was a gas station in a little village near where we lived in Virginia. And they had a sheet of paper on the wall behind the cash register. And it said, bad checks. And it had the names of people. Names that I knew. So what happened is people would go to the gas station. They'd write a check for gasoline. The check would bounce. And they couldn't, you know, the gas station owner couldn't collect, you know, the $20 or whatever it was. So what he did was he just wrote their names. And the names were on the list until you paid for it. And then when you paid them back, then they'd cross your name off. So it was public humiliation.
You know, Vincent, in Indonesia, they did the same thing to this person that went in and was stealing out of a store, a foreigner. They made them have a great big sign on them that said that exactly what their crime was and stand there on the street corner while everybody went by. One of the reasons they do this, they said, is so that people can recognize these people next time they're in their store and look out for what they might do. But it's public humiliation is what it is. And that really needs to be done. I agree. And I really love the fact that Indonesia did that to a foreigner that was caught stealing out of a store.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this picture of this smug killer, this smug murderer, this 18-year-old. And he said, I told the police, I'll be out in 30 days. I'll bet you. That's what he said. Quote, I'll be out in 30 days. I'll bet you. There's something really wrong with this. Really wrong. And you got to ask yourself, why would somebody get a face tattoo? You know, the size of a silver dollar between his eye and his ear. Right on his face, right on his cheek. Why would somebody do that? He's lashing out at society. And he did the unthinkable. He murdered a senior citizen.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
As they're talking about Frankenfoods, like a combination of Frankenstein and foods. And so if you see some of these companies that are offering this, like Kraft has been reported to offer these Frankenfood AI-generated, not cheese, that looks like cheese. Don't buy it.
I put that lab-grown cancer called meat in that category as well.
Right. So
that's
so
exactly
class,
what it is, the cancer cells.
It's the kind of thing that is worthy of a boycott, just like Budweiser. Sales down for Bud Light 30% so far. And I think it should continue to fall until it hits zero. I think they pulled an outrageous stunt, just like the transgender superintendents of schools thinking this is all okay, and the indoctrination of our young people, they think this is all okay. They're destroying our future. They're destroying your families. And I wasn't going to say this, but I'll say it. So our son had a friend, and he had a daughter. And I thought, you know, she seems like a nice girl, same age as our son. So I said to her son, why don't you all, you know, do something, you know, spend some time together, you know, get to know each other a little bit. So they did. They met about 6 times. They didn't really date. They just, you know, spent a little bit of time together. Maybe went to the park or something. And she ended up getting married to a girl. Our son's boyfriend, and I don't mean that in a sexual way. I just mean they were boys. They grew up together. They went to the same educational institution together. So they've been buddies for a long time. He had a girlfriend. And she married a girl. And so I said to our son, what did y'all do? I mean, what did you do? And of course, I'm kidding. They didn't do anything. I mean, these two boys are macho. They're strong. They're like prime examples of men, young men, and yet they both spent time with girls who became homos and got married. It's unbelievable. And so, if you think it's just happening to other people, I'm telling you, it's getting close to the farm. It really is. It's in the cities, it's in the suburbs, and it's in rural America. Greg, are you seeing anything or hearing anything like what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yes, I am. And all I can say is one of the reasons that I don't live in a city, one of the reasons that I've chosen to get out and get away, because just like that song, just try that in a small town. You know, there are certain things that people in a small town will do, and how they will treat people. It would be too uncomfortable for those people to be there that do these kinds of things.
Craig, let me ask you this. I'm very serious about this question. I think we should rewrite the driver's licensing examination. Of course, to have the written part, you know, the rules of the road, and then, of course, the driver's part behind the wheel to demonstrate that a person is able to handle a vehicle. Of course, that's parallel parking, K-turns, and all that. But I also think it needs to include driving a manual transmission vehicle, because without driving a manual transmission, you don't get the appreciation for the hill and rolling backwards. You know, when you're trying to come from a stop going up a hill, you have no idea in automatic, because all you do is take your foot off the brake, go to the accelerator, you don't roll backwards. But with a manual transmission, you absolutely will. And I think that young people, and even, you know, seasoned drivers who have not driven a manual transmission, don't know what is really happening with their vehicle. I believe that. Do you think that is far-fetched, or do you kind of agree with me?
Well, I agree. I was asked to test drive somebody on a set of belly dumps in Las Vegas, and we pulled up to a stoplight, and we were on an angle, and that person, she started to drift backwards. Of course, I quickly yelled and said, put on the brakes, you know. And she figured out what she had done after she put on the brakes, just before munching a car behind us. What kind of do you think she passed or failed?
Absolutely failed. She should not have gotten that far. Somebody must have thought she could handle a dump truck.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep, you're right. She failed. I said absolutely not. And she came back again later, evidently, and the next person did a test on her, and she failed again.
How many tons are we talking about? A motorized missile? How many tons, Greg?
Oh, if it's fully loaded, 129,000 pounds.
That's enough to drive through a building. That's enough to drive through probably 10 cars before coming to a stop. Maybe 20.
Making them about 4 or 5 inches tall.
Unbelievable. The aliens are laughing at us. They really are.
Vince, I'm going to be out hunting next week.
Okay, got it. 10-4.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.